It's time for Thursday's Roundup. Is powered by Attitouch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. It's game day. We're rolling out dumb, cheap games that somehow turn into bragging rights. No strategy, no practice, just luck, vibes, and questionable choices.
Hank's Love Line.
The most anticipated moment of the week, especially if you're from Arkansas.
Yeah!
If it comes back quick, that's a green light and you can take a victory lap.
Oh, yeah.
If it drags on, Hank says step away, stretch like nothing happened, and act like you had better plans all along. So tune in, play along, and let Thursday's Roundup turn ordinary into slightly ridiculous
in the best way possible.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you. Galaxy Skate Center, the place to be.
Move them on.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Friends, it's me, Phil Nee, flying solo on the Roundup today. That's right. Hank is late. We're going to have to dock his pay. And I talked to some other friends. I said, hey, you want to fill in for Hank? And they all were busy. I can't believe it. They have other lives than the prestige of being on the radio here with me, but that's the way it goes. So anyway, we want to take this time to wish the best to Dodgeville. Dodgeville High School heading for a possible state championship today. So our good friend Pat Riley, who we've been interviewing for about 40 years, and he was just a kid when we started that. Anyway, yeah, Dodgeville at 25-2, playing today against Cedar Grove. Good luck to Coach Riley and the team. And Potosi Cassville, a team that we have watched the last couple of years. They are in the state Division IV title game today against Columbus Catholic. Oh, what a good time it is at the state baseball tournament at Fox City Stadium. I've said many times before that of all the tournaments I've covered, state tournaments, state baseball, I believe, is my favorite. Because it's just, it's kind of laid back and, you know, baseball at its best. There's always really, really good games. So good luck to those area teams today. I'll be out and about tonight at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Look forward to being there for the Richland Center Lions Car Cruise In and Burgers Night. That's coming up from 5 until 8 o'clock this evening. And we'll be spinning some tunes out there, celebrating 40 years of those were the days this summer, so looking forward to spinning some tunes, maybe playing some trivia, and eating a few burgers as well. So we'll have to see if that's in the station budget or not. But nonetheless, hope to see a lot of people out there today. Looks like a slight chance of rain this afternoon, but otherwise I believe we're going to be all right. Slight brief chance of rain for today. And we also want to remind you a community free meal will be held coming up tonight from 5 until 7:30 at the Eunice Keeper Shelter located in Kroska Park, Richland Center. They did that last year, offering a free community get-together and meal, and it was very successful. So this is the first one of the season tonight, and they're hoping that everybody will come out and join them for a quick bite to eat and some community celebration as well. Also, some things to celebrate today. Well, it is Go Fishing Day, so take your rod and reel and get out and go fishing. Now, maybe skip work. You have my permission to do that. Speaking of fishing, they'll have a Father's Day free fishing day in Boaz on Father's Day Sunday. So I wanted to make you aware of that at the pond in Boaz. They're just off of East Main Street. So it's a take your dad fishing day on Sunday, the 21st. So that's a good idea, a good thing. They're going to do that throughout the day, and they'll have some special prizes as well. Back to the task at hand, it's National Cheesemakers Day today. It's also International Picnic Day. It's International Panic Day. Yeah, that's not such a good thing. National Dump the Pump Day, in terms of finding another way to get to your destination without putting the gas in, I guess. Maybe walking or bike riding or whatever the case might be. Today is International Sushi Day. It's National Splurge Day. It's Recess at Work Day. That's a good thing to celebrate as well. Hank does that every day taking a little recess, but it should be a good day to go out and have recess today. And National Want to Get Away Day as well on a Thursday. So a few things to celebrate along the way. Looking forward to that and also the chance to visit with more friends a little bit later on today. On our morning show, we'll be on with some talk about the upcoming Thunderfest. That's not this weekend, it's next weekend. But making plans for that event and also some details on special fundraisers coming up for the next couple of weeks as well in our area. So we'll invite you to join us for that between 9 and 10 this morning on the morning show from WRCO. Also wanted to take the time to salute our own Bo Hendricks. He was on last night. Corey Harton was on talking about weather in the area, and it was much needed. Talked about it before. It seemed like we have more heavy storms than before, except in the month of June. We're well aware of right around Star Spangled weekend through the years. We used to have heavy weather every year, it seemed like, but some notable damage yesterday in the Boscobel area. I saw lots of photos of trees and some buildings with roof problems. But in the Eastman area, power poles just snapped right off at the base. So that was a serious situation yesterday. And some winds that packed a punch between 70 and 100 miles per hour noted in the storm yesterday. So that's some serious stuff. And again, as I mentioned earlier this morning, I went home from here thinking, oh, they were saying heavy storms. Boy, they blew that one. How can it be that stormy when it's only like 60 degrees? But I'm guessing the weather people that know a lot more than I can answer that question. But I was not expecting that yesterday to have such severe weather and tornadic activity as we did. But hats off to Bo and company, doing a good job keeping everybody informed last night. We'll take a break and come back. We have birthdays and anniversaries still to go, and still on the All Points Bulletin for Hank Bray. If you see him on a milk carton today, let me know.